Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Big Brother and Big Pharma this morning. Big Brother and overweight kids and how the public eye distorts supposedly private lives on this Wednesday, November 30th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning.
The expiration of a drug patent and a changed medical landscape. There's nothing generic about the Lipitor story. That's where we begin this hour. Also, Herman Cain on the ropes over his very public private life. A window into Iraq as Vice President Biden touches down in Baghdad, and the 200-pound kid in the room. Obesity, health, and parental responsibility. It's a discussion we'll have later on this hour. Tell us what you think by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, let's check the morning's top headlines.
Police have moved against Occupy protesters on both coasts. This is the sound in Los Angeles just hours ago.
Proceed out toward Main Street, and officers will assist you out of the protest area. If you refuse to leave after 7 minutes, you will be subject to arrest.
The Occupy Los Angeles encampment was one of the largest still remaining in the country, about 250 tents. And Frank Stoltz joins us now, reporter for KPCC, who is at L.A. City Hall where the encampment is. Frank, what's happening now?
Well, they're still arresting people. They've methodically gone one by one through this group of about 60 people who are on the south lawn of City Hall. This has been a massive operation, a massive show of police force, but relatively little force used. Police have enjoyed good relations with the protesters here, and protesters have policed themselves as well. So while there have been dozens and dozens of arrests, really no violence at all.
And the protesters are not vowing to come back, or they plan to?
They do indeed plan to not only just come back to City Hall, not necessarily to camp, but to protest during the day, but also plan a protest at the Port of Los Angeles, one of the biggest in the world. They're going to try and shut it down in a couple of weeks.
Frank Stoltz is a reporter for KPCC. He's at the Occupy LA movement outside LA City Hall. Thanks, Frank.
Police also took similar action in Philadelphia this morning. They cleared protesters from a park near City Hall just after midnight. Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, has arrived in Myanmar, the first visit, official visit by a U.S. Secretary of State in more than a half century. She's there to promote human rights, engage Myanmar's commitment to reform, including severing military and nuclear ties with North Korea.
We and many other nations are quite hopeful that these flickers of progress, as President Obama called them, in Bali, will be ignited into a movement for change that will benefit the people of the country.
In addition to touring the country, Secretary Clinton will also meet with opposition leader and Nobel Peace Laureate Aung San Suu Kyi.
Britain has withdrawn some diplomats from Iran following yesterday's attack on its embassy in Tehran. Also this morning, Norway announced it's closing its embassy in Iran because of security concerns. Iran has apologized for the attacks, but President Obama says more needs to be done.
That kind of behavior is not acceptable, and I strongly urge the Iranian government to hold those who are responsible to task.
And more pressure coming down on Syria. Longtime ally Turkey announced this morning it is freezing the assets of the Syrian regime along with other economic sanctions. This weekend, sanctions on Syria by the Arab League will go into effect.
An update now from Egypt. Egyptian judges overseeing vote counting say the Muslim Brotherhood is so far leading in initial partial results from Egypt's parliamentary elections. And former Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo has been charged with crimes against humanity and taken into custody by the International Criminal Court. He's the first former head of state charged by the court since it was established in 2002.
American Airlines stock crashed, landed yesterday after its parent company filed for bankruptcy. AmAir stock closed down 84%. And Herman Cain tells his staffers he's reassessing his presidential candidacy after another allegation of inappropriate sexual behavior.
Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets down. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 11,555. The S&P opens at 1,195. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2515. Coming up this morning, we're going to begin the hour talking about the drug Lipitor. Its patent expires. That means generics will be available. They're low cost, but the drug field and the business of Big Pharma has changed forever because of the 20-year history of Lipitor. We'll talk about that. Also, later in the hour, the question of parental rights and obesity in the household. An 8-year-old child hangs in the balance.